Hello, this is Erica Cox, and today I want to share with you why I became a teacher. My fifth grade teacher, a major in journalism, and my parents are three factors that influenced me in becoming a teacher. As a result of these influences, I have contributed to the teaching profession and accomplished many achievements. I am a teacher because I find absolute joy in seeing children expand their knowledge and become independent thinkers. My fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Powell, spoke with conviction. When she said something, you believed her. She challenged my ideas about myself. She told me I could be the lead in a play, I could write in a way that influenced others, and I could take on challenging learning tasks and be successful. In fifth grade, she had us read Act 1 of Shakespeare's Macbeth. Her actions declared, "I believe in you, and the work we do here is important." She laid the foundation for me as a lifelong learner. Throughout my teaching career, I have sought to be like her and instill that same vision in my students. I am a teacher because I find meaning in challenging work. I studied journalism at Point Loma Nazarene University, and I graduated there as the editor-in-chief of the college newspaper. I learned to manage a group of people towards a singular cause, to ask questions and seek answers. I realized every person has a story that influences his or her relationships and how he or she responds to the world. I learned the importance of being accurate, having succinct communication, time management, and organization. What I didn't realize then is that those skills are not exclusive to members of print media. They are traits that exemplify someone who is deeply committed to service professionalism. As a teacher, I take on the quest each year of knowing my students' abilities, interests, and learning styles. Children tell us what they need and want from us, not always in words, but definitely through their actions. It is a test of my ability to find strategies that meet the unique intelligences of each child so that they are learning at optimum proficiency. I am a teacher because I believe in being part of something greater than myself. My mother, a teacher for 30 plus years, and my father, a city commissioner, were dedicated to school and community issues. As a child, I spent many evenings camped out at a table in the back of school board and city council meetings. My parents were advocates for underrepresented people, and from them, I learned the importance of partnering with parents and educating them about school challenges and issues. As a teacher, I have sought to follow in their footsteps by making parent communication a priority and inviting them to take part in the teaching of my students from their perspectives. These are three influences that have set the framework for some of my greatest achievements. I presented work to 400 teachers at the California Reading Association Conference. I presented a best practices workshop to all of the second grade teachers in the neighboring Vista Unified School District. I started and continue to provide professional development in writing at my school site. I met with my superintendent to discuss closing the achievement gap by bringing a summer writing camp for underrepresented and low socioeconomic students to my district, and then I directed that camp and mentored the teachers on research-based strategies in writing. 2 years later, I handed the camp over to a teacher I was mentoring. However, I do not see my greatest accomplishments or contributions to education as positions listed on a piece of paper. Instead, they come in the form of lives changed by the influence I've had on them. Patty is a first grade teacher who said she changed the way she viewed her first graders and what she would expose them to after I presented a workshop on establishing rigor. One line I said, "Children cannot learn what they are not taught," resonated with her, and she started to believe her students could achieve standard and beyond. There is Jesus, who started the year as an early emergent writer and ended the year writing a page and a half essay with details about the habitat and characteristics of his lizard. There is Rodrigo, who daily asked why he had to practice on-demand writing exams, but after the state writing test said, "Mrs. Cox, that was easy because you prepared me for what to expect." There is Daniel, who struggled with practicing respectful listening during class, but after weeks of studying appropriate language strategies through Socratic seminars in social studies, I had internalized what we'd been studying and applied it to another context. These are snapshots of my greatest accomplishments and contributions to education and the reasons why I became a teacher, to enhance the lives of students and teachers and support lifelong learning.